Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Lots of stuff to talk about here today. Last night was Monday Night Raw. Last night was also December 19th, which means it was the final Raw before Christmas. It's the end of December. They usually air a couple of lame duck shows before the first week of January, and boy, oh boy, was last night a lame duck show. Just went in there and did a bunch of stuff. Now, there was some good news, if you want to consider it good news. They did start planting the seeds for some potential WrestleMania matches. It's another one of those years where Vince has 6 or 7 matches already in his mind for WrestleMania. Now, a couple of years ago, he had 6 or 7 matches in his mind for WrestleMania. By the time WrestleMania rolled around as a result of injuries and a number of other issues, whole card was changed around from what he had originally intended. But clearly you can see a couple of Mania matches in the works. Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens, very, very likely. Bayley and Charlotte, very, very likely. That would be the culmination. I'm sure they will wrestle again before WrestleMania. They wrestled last night. And maybe Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. Can you imagine that match? It looks like they may actually do it. Roman Reigns faces Kevin Owens at the Royal Rumble for the title with Chris Jericho in a Shark Tank. They may put the title on Roman Reigns there and then have Braun Strowman win the Royal Rumble to set up that championship match at WrestleMania. Kind of excites me, actually, the idea of that horrendous battle. We can talk about that and everything else after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. I have been slowly putting together a potential card for WrestleMania here. Got 5 matches so far, maybe more to come. If you want to give us a call or contact us about any of this, give us a call toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. I'm on Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Sempervivi, Sports Byline, at Sports Byline USA. So Raw is planting the seeds. They have been for a while, SmackDown planting the seeds. This is my lineup for Mania so far. I may be forgetting something here or there.
All right.
So obviously we've got Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. I think everybody is well aware that that one's taking place in Mania. That should be obvious.
Unless Shane gets involved.
Shane's not going to be involved in Goldberg versus Brock.
Oh, damn.
Undertaker versus John Cena for the title, and John Cena attempting to break Ric Flair's record. Now, you could also do John Cena versus AJ, because AJ has beaten John Cena twice, but I would not do that. I would have Undertaker beat AJ at the Rumble. Undertaker versus John Cena is to the masses, and they got to sell a lot of tickets. That is a bigger match.
And after
John Cena wins, then AJ can be the first challenger because AJ has, in fact, beaten John Cena twice. So do that match after John Cena wins a title. We got Charlotte versus Bayley, obviously. They are going to build towards a blow-off in Mania. We've got Y2J versus Kevin Owens. The question, obviously, being which guy is going to be the babyface. And Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman for the Universal title.
Amazing.
Oh, and Triple H versus Seth Rollins.
Yes.
What a lineup we've got so far. That's not a bad card.
On paper, that is not bad at all. Now, let me just throw this out there at you. How about Reigns and Braun Strowman for the U.S. title? Do you think it'll be for the Universal title?
Of course it's going to be for the Universal title. Have you learned nothing from the last 4 WrestleManias?
Just throwing that out there.
He must be coronated again.
Okay. And you could do that on a show like that where you have, you know, Goldberg and Brock and Undertaker, Cena, which I would, you know, in that scenario, I would assume Undertaker and Cena would be the main event, right?
Probably, yeah.
Hard to deny those two, the main event of that show. You have a buffer and then Goldberg and Brock a little bit further down. Yeah, I think that would probably be the way to go.
Ah, what the hell? You could headline with Goldberg and Brock.
Yeah, you could, but I don't know if I'd want to do that. I mean, Cena or Undertaker, either way, you get your, it's more of a WWE moment, I think, than it would be with Goldberg and Brock, if you know what I'm saying, as far as how they would look at it and want to market it and how to feel about it for the next God knows how many years.
Got a guy here on Twitter. I got to read this to make sure that I'm not imagining this question.
Uh-oh.
I believe he's asking about AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. Dude, no.
You sure?
I won't go.
Shane and Finn Balor?
I'm already planning really on not going to Mania this year. Too many family commitments, but you think I'm going to leave my house to go see AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon? No, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to ever see Shane McMahon wrestle again.
Ooh,
like a great guy. Seems like he's a good backstage character. The fans seem to like him. Did everyone not watch Survivor Series? He nearly killed himself and everybody else in the match.
Ah, yeah, but he does that every time.
No,
he's
he
out
doesn't
there.
Need to be wrestling anymore.
Hey, look, I know how desperately and badly that you want Daniel Bryan to call up Samoa Joe to go for his revenge against The Miz. But why do that when you have Shane McMahon right there? I mean, he put himself on the Survivor Series team, right? There you go.
This person says, what about Sasha? Where is she for WrestleMania?
She can't wrestle Shane, I don't think.
I doubt she's got a match at Mania. They'll probably do the traditional multi-woman match, and she'll be involved.
Oh, she'll have a match. Well, actually, you know what? You're right,
she'll be in a multi-woman match.
Because you got to have Becky, I would assume, or whoever's going to be defending the women's title, Alexa Bliss, or whoever you're going to throw in that mix for that match, Nikki. We'll probably have the women's main off of SmackDown.
Here's another person thinks they're doing Roman versus Braun for the U.S. title. No, it's going to be the Universal title. Who's going to be the Universal champion if not Roman Reigns at WrestleMania? Kevin Owens? You think it's going to be Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho for the Universal title?
You could do that.
Okay. Which is more likely? It's Vince McMahon.
I know.
Roman Reigns is the Universal champion at Mania or Kevin Owens?
I know.
Which do you think sounds more like a Vince McMahon world title match? Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman or Jericho and Owens?
You know what else, too? If he doesn't have the belt after the Royal Rumble or leading into WrestleMania, it will, and there's no match announced, may lead people to believe the Shield reunion, too. I mean, that's why I wouldn't. If you're going to do something with the Shield, obviously, you wouldn't be putting the belt on
Roman. You
can't
do a Shield reunion. That wraps up Roman and it wraps up Seth.
Well, I know.
Why
that's true.
Build for a year for a Seth Triple H match and not do it at Mania?
Well, I know, but I guess if you do it at the Royal Rumble for God knows what reason, which I wouldn't think would be a good idea, because, yes, it's a WrestleMania. Triple H coming back after football season and building towards WrestleMania is probably going to be the way that goes, yeah.
This person here just noted, don't forget Shaq and the Big Show.
Yes.
All right, so now I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 7 matches for Mania right now. I'm almost done. That would mean that there'll probably be a
SmackDown Women's, we have the tag team title matches.
Let me think about this.
Well, one of the tag title matches, if not both, could be pre-show.
I think
with the SmackDown Women's could be too, unless it's Nikki.
I think the women's match is going to be a multi-women match for both brands, and probably same with tag. There's not much room for many other matches right there.
So no IC, well, I guess we do have, no, we don't have
who
an IC
cares?
Title match.
We'll I don't even know who the Intercontinental Champion is right now.
Yeah, but it'd still be a pre-show.
Is it the
match.
Miz?
Yes, of course it is, you fool.
And he'll just beat a match. They'll do some random tornado match with those dudes. Listen, none of these guys are all geeks below this card that I've got right here. These seven big-time main event
Connor.
Matches. God, even AJ's in the geek category. I can't have that. AJ's, they've got to do Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Talking about the Raw last night, that segment with Nia Jax and Sasha, that was just throwaway right there.
Even Dave Meltzer liked that.
He liked it?
Yep, he thought it was pretty good.
I don't see the point. What are they going to have a long enough time to build a feud between them two, or?
What do you mean a long enough time? You think the world's ending?
I mean, what I'm saying is, you got to are they going to have a feud?
Yeah, of course.
I just don't see it. It don't seem right to me. As big as Nia is, and you got this little Sasha over here, I just don't.
It's like Braun and Sammy.
You know what this is? Jim right here is expressing how poorly WWE has utilized Sasha of late. He thinks she's got no hope against this giant.
Well,
right? Because she's injury prone and she loses all the time. She submitted twice. She lost in her hometown.
With 2 seconds left?
Yeah. She could never beat Nia. Is that what you're saying?
It don't look very plausible. I mean, you know, the two of them seem like they could get somebody better, you know, to put Sasha.
Well, you know what, Jim? I was told over the weekend that they were going to have Sasha feud with Emelina. That at least is two girls. It'd be a way better match, too. So
Maybe
they'll do that one first, and then Nia will get involved.
You can do Nia and Emelina, too, off and on for a little while. It's not like, you know, we need a dominant second woman's feud on Raw or anything like that. Which, let me ask, Jim, was Charlotte the best Charlotte last night?
Now, what
I thought she was actually good. That was as comfortable and as good, I thought, throughout as she had been. The match wasn't much, but as far as the promo.
We're all talking. Somebody say something.
Great. I thought she was great. I thought the promo was great, and you had to have Bayley go over, you know, pin her in the non-title match and get everything fired up. I thought it was real good.
I don't know how I feel about that hair, though.
Whose hair? Like
Charlotte's. It's almost like a football. It just looks very odd a little. I don't know why.
What are you talking about? That she braided her hair?
In the middle? I don't know how I feel about that hair.
Oh, my Lord. Jim, thank you very much for the call. We're going to head to the break here. I'll get some hairstylists on the line.
I need this.
Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
We some Southern boys with the primal strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you could be next. You better give respect.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We'll go back to the phones here in a minute, but lots of tweets and text messages here. This person says, how about AJ versus Balor for WrestleMania? Here's the problem. They claimed at Survivor Series that there was never going to be these interbrand matches again. It was once in a lifetime, I believe they said. So obviously, WrestleMania, they should do some interpromotional matches, but they claimed that they weren't going to do that. So
I got your answer.
I say no.
I got your answer. He was hurt for so long.
No.
Yeah.
You really, so then, Finn Balor's going to come back and not challenge for the Universal title that he won and had to immediately relinquish?
Look, there's a million ways that if he's ready, he could come back and save the day to lead into him and AJ. And it's not like people are going to turn it down, especially on that card. Now, I know, look, if he should just come back on Raw, that would make the most sense. But if you needed a match, and it's a great one to have, it's a very easy path to get him to AJ Styles.
I shoot that down with a bolt of lightning.
Oh, please.
I'm moving him to another show.
Come on, man.
This person says, John from Arkansas, that card scares me. Braun and Roman can be a U.S. title feud, but not Universal. What difference does it make? Come on, John. It doesn't matter.
Did you see that choke slam last night?
Yeah, they're trying to kill Roman Reigns.
That's... oh, man.
This person here
belly,
says...
He belly-to-belly to Christmas tree. That was so great. God, that was great.
Should Becky turn heel on SmackDown? No.
No. No.
Becky actually is a great, cringy babyface.
The best.
Now, Sasha should have turned heel, but they're just going to keep on barreling along with her as a babyface.
And you
know what?
Sasha and Roman show.
You know what? It's too bad yesterday. You should have made a bet about the New Day.
Why?
And whether they're going to be heel by Royal Rumble.
Why is that?
I just realized that they've got this goofy book coming out in April.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to hold it off until after this book comes out.
Dude, they have not. Look, if I don't understand why you would think that they would be heels when they have not exhausted every last little bit and drained every last little bit that they could out of them as good guys with the marketing and everything else. Come
Mike,
on, man.
Did you know did you really watch the show last night, or are you just pretending?
I did. Why?
This New Day segment that went like 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked, and they did comedy, and they wrestled forever. I'm sick of it. Turn
them heel. We most
Give
of us
some new
are.
Teams.
Hey,
the
look.
Same teams over and over again. I'm
Dude,
sick of
didn't
it.
Didn't I say that? I've said that already. I know.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter.
Your theory is, hey, let's just bring in some new writers.
That's not my solution. Who came up with that theory?
You said
you're
that yesterday.
Stuff out of your end.
Nope.
I said bring up some new teams, dummy.
Nope.
Yes,
oh,
I
really?
Did. I said bring. Yes, I
All
did.
All right, during the break, I'm going to find it.
Go ahead, rewind it back.
I will. Your exact words were, bring in some new writers. Bring in some new teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, they bring in new writers. Give me a break. They
yeah,
got 30 writers.
Because remember, we talked about now they were probably going to do what they did, and that makes sense. But, I mean, as far as the rub from the New Day, as far as defeating them a couple days ago, I was talking about bringing in some new teams that might actually get a rub off of defeating them.
How much? I'm going to fine you if I find out that you said new writers.
What are you talking about?
That's what
with
you
the
said
new writers
yesterday.
Thing with the New Day. Yes, bring in new ideas. You don't have to turn the New Day dirty. That was the whole point. You could have some other ideas and do some other things and not turn the New Day dirty, which you are so dead set on doing. And I'm not saying that they're not going to do that. I'm just saying it doesn't seem like it's the best idea right now, especially when they're still getting a reaction for these segments that should turn them heel and should have turned them heel a long time ago for the length of time that they go and as bad as they are.
You're gonna
but that's not
it.
How it works, fool.
Gonna get it in this next
Come
segment.
On. It?
This person says this guy is asking about AJ versus Shane because Wrestling News World is reporting the match as of this morning.
Who?
There's no way. Oh, look at Dom here. Ha ha! He did mention new writers.
Yes, as far as new ideas and having new thoughts as opposed to turning the New Day dirty, which even people heckled you for and
Dom,
you beat it into the ground yesterday.
You heard this, Dom. He just called me a fool for saying that he said new writers. And
oh,
then it turns out
he
did.
It was new teams on Sunday. It was new writers yesterday to defend against your idiotic idea of, we're going to turn the New Day dirty. Did you hear them? They were so dirty. They were in such long promos. Come on. Nonsense. Brian Alvarez, nonsense.
Are you calm now?
No. I'm going to start singing to Paisley like Noam Dar.
This person says, get rid of the New Day altogether. See, he's sick of them too.
Hey.
There's a lot of people that are sick of this act. It's time to turn them
heel. You have been
heel.
Trying this for so long. It's like when The Miz loses, you're going to pop up and go, see, I told you he was a loser, or whatever nonsense you're going to come up with there. Please.
I've never done that, Mike.
The ever-shifting win narrative of Brian Alvarez.
No, you know what's funny is you shift the narrative about The Miz. Oh, Brian doesn't like The Miz. You know how many times
you
I have to hear that?
You don't.
Numbskulls.
Oh, man. Somebody put up a poll.
Hey, I'll flat out tell you right now. Miz sucks in the ring. You hear me? He sucks. But
look
backstage, he's awesome. Miz TV, he's awesome.
Look at that.
How many times do I have to say this?
Was shifting.
I'll load it up right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fine you. It says, I usually agree with you, Brian, but how can you not see Braun's improvement? He came a long way since that horrible head and arm. Wow. So, he's not the worst wrestler ever. He's now, like, in the bottom 10. Good for you, Braun. Wow.
This is... You got to give this to Braun, though. Nobody stares dead at the home viewer in the camera since CM Punk that one time, quite like Braun Strowman does every single time the camera is on him. Somebody tell this man about the fourth wall.
The Braun Strowman is better. He is better. But when I have to hear people say, you know what, man, that Braun Strowman-Sami Zayn match was really good, and it was not because of Sami Zayn. It's like, get out of here. Just get out of here. You hear me? Get out of here.
Or you'll get fined.
This person says, you're missing the Andre Rumble and a ladder match for the Intercontinental title. That's right. Those will probably be added to the show.
Mm.
This person here says, what about Goldberg versus Strowman versus Reigns? Why would you not do Goldberg versus Brock? Are you kidding me? Undertaker versus Cena with Sting as a guest referee. You could have a guest ref, but I don't think you need one. If you do, it should be Flair.
I'll take Braun versus Brock Lesnar, though. After the Royal Rumble last year, I will absolutely take seeing that match. It will be the end of Braun. We'll know that for sure.
Jericho said on his podcast that talent looking into the camera during the promo is Bush League. Well, clearly he's trolling everybody. Chris Jericho grew up in an era where everybody looked at the camera. It's not Bush League. That's the company line right there. I'll call him out on that. That's the company line. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What's going on? Hello there,
hey,
I hear
Gary.
You.
This is Gary in Ohio.
Yes, Gary.
Hey, just want to ask you a question here. What are your thoughts on Randy Orton with the Wyatts? How do you think it's coming along?
Well, I think that Randy Orton is... Here's the thing with Randy Orton. Randy Orton likes being a heel more than he likes being a babyface. But what's funny is he's actually a really good babyface. Now... I think that Randy Orton with the Wyatts has actually been a surprisingly fun pairing. I'm very disappointed he has not grown his beard out and his hair to complete the look. But I think it's doing all right.
I remember reading an interview with Randy recently that he did when he was promoting the shooter thing. He said he can't grow a beard worth SH.
Oh, really? Well, I think I know what he's
saying. He said he can't grow his hair out.
He could grow his hair out. Give me a break. But as far as his beard, I know what he's talking about because he's got kind of a... He's sort of got a wispy beard.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a full, thick beard. But he could grow a beard. He could grow a beard that would look like...
Like he lives in, like, North Florida. Yeah, he could. But why do that?
He could grow a beard kind of like Confucius. Very different from a Braun Strowman beard.
Yeah.
It does lead to the question, though, now, since we were talking about WrestleMania matches, since we didn't talk about them, and I doubt that they'll be together, will you do Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper against Randy Orton somebody? Will they still be together? Do you do just Bray against Randy Orton?
No, you do the match with American Alpha. After they continued defeating them month after month after month after month after month, they can finally give them a shot at Mania, and then they'll be shocked that there's no heat. I know how these things work. I've seen this a million times. Person here says, WrestleMania 33 main event, Braun Strowman versus James Ellsworth, the revengening.
Yeah, where's James Ellsworth from Mania?
James
you
Ellsworth.
Know he's getting a payoff.
James Ellsworth needs to be in the Royal Rumble with Braun Strowman at one point. And they need to tease that James is going to eliminate him, but then Braun Strowman throws him out. I thought they should do him and Goldberg and Lesnar, because everyone does the Ellsworth chance, like for Goldberg. But I actually think that you got to put James Ellsworth and Braun Strowman in the ring together all by themselves. Do a tease where Ellsworth almost eliminates Braun, which is risky because Braun could screw up and eliminate himself on accident. And then...
even better.
That's the end of that. Orton can grow a Kevin Owens patchy beard. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah. It's not like he hasn't had one before and tried. I don't know about the hair, though. He didn't have the curly hair. That would probably look good like his dad did. He's kind of...
You don't know that.
He had the long, remember when he had the long hair when he first started?
He had somewhat long
down?
Hair.
Yeah.
You don't know what his hair looks like when it gets longer. But my hair gets very long. It's very curly. But until it gets long, it's not. It's very much... could be the same with Randy. Randy and I got a lot in common.
Yeah, do you
know? Our rugged handsomeness and our height. This person says, catch-all Raw versus SmackDown women's match on the kickoff show at Mania. Dude, that's false advertising. They said there never be interpromotional matches again. Are you saying that WWE would lie? Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
To the people who thought I was gonna flop, y'all are part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And also of this line.
Then get new teams, get new writers, get new eyes.
Oh!
Get new teams, get new writers, get new eyes, as opposed to turning the new day heel. You have proven nothing other than I am correct and you are a failure.
Writers.
You didn't say teams.
Yes, I just did say teams now, didn't I?
I didn't say that. I said
said on Sunday, too. Said it on Sunday and Monday. There.
Dom's howling with laughter and you being smashed down like your favorite team.
Favorite team. That's why he's trying to take some pride in himself right now, because he's a 49ers fan and he got buried by the Matty Ryan show on Sunday.
To the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Quick question. Obviously, they've already broken this thing once or twice by now, but do you think it would be too soon to do Zayn versus Owens at Mania? Have Zayn go over in the Rumble? Thanks, guys.
Zayn versus Owens. Oh, my God. I don't know what he said there at the end.
Zayn wins the Rumble.
No, something about Ed?
No, Zayn wins the Rumble.
No, he threw in a shout-out there at the end.
He did?
It was that, too. Ed?
I don't know. Let's rewind that one back.
There's no instant replay here on this show. No. You know that.
Come on, Dom.
Dude, we're supposed to never have a Zayn-Owens match again. This is another one.
That's true.
No, it's Owens-Jericho at Mania. Because they're not doing it Rumble, because Jericho's in a shark cage.
Yeah.
And probably something will happen. I'll bet they do the same finish from NXT. Jericho drops something out of the shark cage. Owens gets it, but he drops it. Roman hits him Superman punch with the gimmick. 1-2-3 wins the title. Owens is furious. They break up. They go to Mania.
Easy enough.
This person says they've got to put Ellsworth in the multi-man ladder match at Mania.
No, well.
Hmm.
Yeah. He could play a part in it. I don't think I would use him as one of my six or whatever it's going to be.
This person says that fella said, thanks, guys, at the end.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, let's see here. Brian, I am pleading, no begging, that they do not ruin Neville. Keep having him kick the crap out of people, all of them. Not just baby faces, but heels too. Assert dominance. As little ring time as humanly possible. Save it for the pay-per-views. Make his moveset mean something again. Keep cutting intense promos, but don't keep repeating the same thing. Start making things varied. If they just do these basic things, Neville will be so awesome, and I'm 100% confident they will motivate the other guys to an elevated level. I don't think that Vince is putting that much thought into this.
No, he's putting more into Cedric and Alicia Fox than he has a lot of other things. And you see where that's going.
If you want to give us a call here today, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Whatever's on your mind from Raw last night, any of the other news that we've got here today, including the announcement by Matt Hardy that a digital video disc of his broken brilliance has been ordered by the seven deities. They will be documenting for posterity, apparently a lot of the work that he has been doing in total nonstop deletion and action.
Makes sense. Now, who's putting this out? This is by TNA?
No, it's by Matt on his Twitter.
Oh. Oh, well. Why has TNA not... I guess they've got other bigger fish to fry or anything, but considering that this is its most attention-grabbing thing... that's actually taking place inside of a ring or supposedly inside of a ring with all these deletions and everything. Why have they not tried to monetize any of this? Or have they? Have I missed it?
Total nonstop deletion?
Yeah.
No, not yet. Well, I mean, they've monetized it by putting on television, but they have not tried to do DVDs or anything like that.
Yeah, anything like, bonus extra, pay for the whole thing. Did you miss any? Spend $4.99 and watch all of it in its glory.
Laura here says, every time Mike is wrong, you should play that clip.
Except I was right in the clip.
I'd rather play this clip.
So I was right.
Let's have that one all loaded up and ready to go.
Mm-mm-mm.
There's a photo here on my Twitter of Randy Orton. I'm going to retweet it to everybody. This is the longest beard that we have seen on Randy Orton in his 14 years in WWE. And that is a pretty sparse beard. I would go as far as to say. This person says,
and
Bronny,
you're comparing yourself to him, you are.
Yeah. Look at us.
You got that gray in the beard there,
spitting
too?
Spitting image.
Pops?
Hell yeah. Bronny the Strowman might win the Royal Rumble. Please say no, Brian. Listen, I don't know if Bronny's going to win the Royal Rumble, but I watched the show last night, and they seem to be building towards Braun versus Roman. Now, why they would be doing that now when Roman is facing Kevin Owens at the Royal Rumble, that must be a tease for down the road. And so when I think of the idea that they were in fact going to do a Roman Reigns Braun Strowman feud, but cooler heads prevailed, they've been given Braun the monster push, nobody can beat Braun, Vince McMahon 101 is get the babyface over by having him beat a giant. Why in the world do you think we saw so many Roman Reigns Big Show matches? Because in Vince McMahon's mind, I got to get this guy over. He must beat a giant. Well, Braun Strowman is the giant du jour. And so Roman Reigns for the title versus Braun Strowman at WrestleMania sounds like an easy main event, or one of the main events. So obviously the two options are either Braun wins the Royal Rumble or John Cena wins the Royal Rumble to get a shot at the title. It's one or the other. And John Cena's won the Royal Rumble, so why not give it to old Braun Strowman?
Roman can bring up his Magic Beans promo again.
And listen, I like Braun Strowman. This is what people don't understand. I can sit here and say, Braun Strowman's a really bad wrestler, but I like the guy. That's fine. That's okay. It's okay to say that. Listen, I enjoy watching him. I love when Braun Strowman's on my TV. You think I didn't laugh uproariously when he was destroying Christmas presents? Like the biggest Scrooge you've ever seen? Like a giant Grinch? I thought it was great. His name, Braun Strowman. It's awesome. He goes in there and he kills a bunch of people in the main event. It's great. He's got an awesome face. He's got an awesome look. I'm a big fan of Braun Strowman. But I'm not going to sit here and ruin my own credibility by going, this guy's a great worker. This dude carried Sami Zayn to a great match at Roadblock End of the Line. No, the match was terrible. And to have a terrible match with Sami Zayn, that's hard, okay? Like, you're not very good. Yeah, he's better than when he was the worst wrestler I've ever seen. Whoop-de-doo! That doesn't mean he's good.
And don't worry about Braun. You got a million one other ways to kill your credibility.
Guys on the law didn't like Total Nonstop Deletion. Well, that's their opinion. I think they're wrong.
Hey, that's okay. Look, for a lot of people, that was going to be, at best, a one-note wonder. And they may have watched the first one and have been done with it ever since. You don't know. Doesn't matter.
This person
got
says,
attention for TNA.
One note on the Sasha Charlotte finish. On Saturday, Paige VanZant refused to tap in her real fight and instead passed out. Especially with her bleeding, couldn't they have had Sasha not tap but simply pass out and have the ref stop it? Then you still get over Charlotte's move as devastating, and you don't make Sasha look like a quitter. You know what?
And you get to have Charlotte drag her, basically her lifeless body, to start it to get her up on her feet before she kills her again. That's fair.
Not only that, but if you had done my idea, which is Charlotte is up by one, and Sasha has her in the bank statement, and all Charlotte has to do is hang on for 2 seconds, and she wins the match, but instead she taps out, and it yep. goes into overtime, and then Charlotte puts Sasha in the move, and Sasha passes out. That's 1,000 times better story overall than what they did on Sunday. And apparently there was an idea that your girl JoJo was going to do the countdown. Think about this. Can you imagine if JoJo had done the countdown? First off, I'm not sure she can count backwards.
Oh, come on.
Now, she could successfully count. Mike, she screwed up the announcement for the finish of that.
It's one of my all-time favorites now, yes.
So,
go ahead.
Point of this is, if JoJo had counted down and Sasha had still tapped out with 2 seconds left, I mean, give me a break.
3-2-1, sport a fall. Yeah. Sport a fall.
Let's see what else we've got here. Speaking of Paige VanZant, the final numbers are in for Saturday's UFC on Fox 22 broadcast, headlined by the Karate Hottie, her first round submission win over Paige VanZant, and also featuring Sage VanZant and Uriah Faber on the undercard. 3.2 million viewers.
Jeez.
That was the best number since January of 2014. Because pretty people in the main event, it doesn't matter if it's number one versus number two. It doesn't matter if it's the best fighters in the world. You put good-looking people in the main event, and you get 3.2 million viewers. There are going to be so many fight fans furious at this number for what it's going to be leading to. But that's the way it
King
goes.
Mo and, did you see King Mo? What was the deal? King Mo and Satoshi Ishii actually did 643 viewers or 643,000 viewers on for Friday's Bellator show the day before the Saturday, obviously, UFC show. So I don't know what the deal is with that, but that it's up on the site, too, as a part of that article that talks about Paige and the UFC numbers. Just a surprising amount of people watching that, it seems.
Yeah, but you know what? Five times the number of people watched Paige Van Zandt.
Oh, that's an amazing number.
Hottie.
Yeah, I mean, that's again, that's there's a lot of lessons that people sometimes don't like to learn, but they're on display right there, whether you like them or not.
Person says, quick question, Eva Marie or Nia Jax? What does that even mean?
I don't know. As far as a heel goes, I mean, at least Nia can wrestle. I mean, if you're, are you talking about this from wrestling or appearing on Total Divas? Because, you know, one's better suited for each.
Person says, isn't it kind of stupid that they have Charlotte Bailey and they've given it away three times? The question of whether Bailey can beat her is completely gone. Well, yeah, but Bailey's not the champion.
Well, and they're playing that into the story, too.
So
now it's going to be...
They want you to know that Bailey can win, and so when they put the championship on the line, you want to buy it to see it happen.
Yeah.
Even though you don't buy it anymore.
What they're going to do, I would assume, coming off of yesterday's show, is, you know, Charlotte's going to say, well, Bailey, you didn't beat me. My right shoulder was obviously up. You didn't beat me. And then she's going to beat her again in a non-title match, which will be, in Bailey's eyes, her fourth win over Charlotte. And that's probably how they're going to play this, considering they've already brought up Bailey's beaten her twice before last night's match.
Big Jim, it's Jim in Virginia. Why not have big wrestlers like Mark Henry and the Big Show feud with Braun Strowman? Actually, I think they're doing Big Show Braun Strowman on the road. Or they were going
to do that
match on the road.
Yeah.
Maybe they realized, wait a second, that's a bad match.
It is, but you know what? Who's going to teach? Who can actually teach Braun Strowman better have
Sami
to try
Zayn.
To be a big man?
Because here's the thing. But... You're kind of right, but think about this. If you have two big guys in there together, then they're both big guys. Like, Braun is bigger than almost anybody, so Braun needs to learn how to work with little people. So he needs to find, like, smaller, good workers that can go in there and teach him how to have a big man versus little man match. Because he's not going to have a lot of big man versus big man matches. Like, Big Show's probably done after Mania. Mark Henry's pretty much done. I cannot imagine Undertaker agreeing to work with Braun Strowman. Like, the pickings are slim. They don't even want to hire people over 225 even anymore. Can you imagine? Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Person says, Brian, you are completely wrong about the Ellsworth-Strowman angle. What needs to happen is Ellsworth attacks Braun, achieves absolutely nothing, except he makes Braun mad, and Ellsworth has no choice but to run for his life, eliminating himself, and Braun chases after him, eliminating himself. Yeah, but then Braun can't win. Well, we all know that Braun needs to win the Royal Rumble to set up the match with our main man. What are you doing here?
I don't know. I thought you were going to go interpromotional and
no,
say,
I had a great
my main...
text. I had a great text I was going to read, and it's gone forever now.
See, Braun and Baron Corbin.
Oh, well, what can he do? No, Braun and Roman. Come on now. That's the match we all need to see. Everybody knows this. This person wants to know why Sin Cara was not in sensitivity training. That would have been awesome.
That would actually
some
been
of the, some of the most
good.
Obvious comedy. They just, man.
That was terrible, by the way.
This person wants Joe to be called up. I hope it happens at the Rumble.
Yeah.
It's about time.
Shinsuke.
This person loved Neville last night on the show. It was great. He was awesome. This was the best personality we've ever seen out of Neville, aside from his appearance on Table for Three, which was great. And then, Brian, how could they have handled Anderson and Gallows better? Well, they should have come in and beat the New Day, but they wanted to break that stupid record, and so they came in and floundered. Now they got to try
comedy.
And rehab them.
Let's do skits.
All these comedy skits. Funny, don't draw money, unless you're Colt Cabana. And then it actually does draw money for him.
A lot of it.
We're out of time, everybody. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio, Network Series, Satellite Radio, etc. Check out WrestlingObserver.com. We got tons of shows up there. Retro, Raw, and Nitro tonight. Brian, Vinny, and Craig show. Nitro and Raw from 19 years ago this week, the middle of 97. Make sure you check that out. Back tomorrow with more. Thanks, Mike, as always. Everybody at Byline. Talk to you again next time. Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.